Let not your hearts be troubled this morning, my little ones, for I, the Lord thy God, I am with you. I am forever breaking the shackles off of your feet and off of your hands. I am forever with you, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am a forever God, and what I start, I always finish. And I started a good work in each one of you, and I will accomplish that good works as you hold on to my hand and as you go forth. Yes, sometimes you will stumble and sometimes you will fall, but you will always get back up again because I will be with you and I will give you fortitude. And yes, I am working on your character because you need to have the character of my son Jesus in order to win the lost to me. Be forever grateful that I, the Lord thy God, that I took your hand, I lifted you up, and I pulled you out of the miry clay, and now I'm calling you forth to go and pull others up out of the miry clay. I'm giving you strength, and I'm giving you power, and I'm giving you authority to go in the highways and the byways, and to compel them to come into my house. You will see from this day forth, in church I say unto you this day, I am not finished with you yet. In fact, we've just begun. For this dispensation of time is calling for a greater measure of my power and my authority. And I am releasing that power and authority into you this morning. And I am saying to you, rise up in my might and in my power. No longer look at the faces around about you, but keep your eyes fastened upon the face of my son Jesus. Look into his eyes and his eyes only, and then as he empowers you, you go forth and you proclaim the gospel to a lost and a dying generation. And church, I would say unto you this day, what is more important, you or the lost and the undone? I would say it unto you that you are important to me, yes, but the lost and the undone are more important. You've already sat at my feet. You've already been ministered to. You already know what it is to walk in divine revelation. And now you need to take this to the lost and dying world. And you need to bring them the gospel of peace and the gospel of hope. Because in the days ahead, there will be no peace and there will be no hope. And there'll be so many hopeless people out there. But I am sending you forth in my might and in my power with peace and hope to a lost and dying generation. This work will continue on for quite some time. So I am going to refire you, and I'm going to give you the strength and the fortitude that you need to go forth and do the works I've called you forth to do. Some of you have been seeking my face and seeking my face and seeking my face, but you have not had your answers yet. But I'm getting ready to give you your answers. The reason why I have not answered you earlier is because you were not ready to receive what I have to say to you. You are really not ready to go forth and do the mighty works that I'm calling you forth to do. You still had sin natures lying deep within you that you had not yet given up. But I, the Lord thy God, I have been dealing with you in these areas of your life, and I am cleaning you up from the inside out, and you will no longer bring disgrace to my house or to my name or to my son's name, nor to my Holy Spirit. I am telling you, church, that the angelic host are standing by just waiting for you to cry out for help, and they will come and they will assist you in whatever it is that you need done in your life. The borders are being opened, and I will send you across the borders, and you will go into uncharted land, and I will go with you, and I will give you wisdom, and I will give you discernment, and you will be able to do the mighty works that needs to be done in those uncharted lands. There are many hiding in the bushes that have not heard about my son Jesus. Some of you I will send you to the bush people. My Holy Spirit will rout them out, will reveal where they're at, and I will send you in to minister the gospel of peace to them. There's so much activity going up in the heavenly kingdom, and we are ready to give you assignments. I have been trying to get you ready for quite some time now to receive these assignments so you can go forth in truth and integrity and to bring my son much fame and fortune. And by that I mean many will love him because you love him. Many will seek the blood because you have told them about the power of the blood. As you go forth You will not lie, but you will tell the truth, and the truth will set the captives free. I am that I am, and I am always I am. And as I was with Moses, I am with my children this day. You were just like Moses this time. You are setting the captives free. You're bringing them out of bondage and you're out of slavery, and you're bringing men to total and complete freedom in me. Do not look at the circumstances. Do not look at the signs of the times, but just look into my eyes and listen for my voice, and then go forth and do the works that I'm calling you forth to do. Don't miss your day of visitation. If I say go, then go. If I say sit, then sit. Do what I tell you to do, because I know the timing. I know the perfect timing for each one of your lives. Do not overstep the timeline, but stay in my perfect will and hold my hand constantly and consistently, and watch and see the great harvest that you will bring in.